97.9 The Rat Race. You're, of course, on with Donnie D, Animal, and Tara in the morning. That was Gloria Estefan with a little turn the beat around. 46 before 19 past 23 till the hour. 54 degrees out there and drizzly this morning, meteorologists. Better. Yeah, they're expecting, though, this light rain to taper off by mid-morning before turning into a pretty nice day out there. They're saying it's going to be partly sunny skies expected for the rest of the day, with temps climbing up into the mid-70s in the metro area, low 60s in the foothills and high country. Of course, they are saying, though, clouds will be moving back in overnight, and we can expect a string of pretty severe lightning storms through most of the day tomorrow. And because of that lightning strike danger, organizers of the metro area Senior Citizen Art Walk are canceling most of the day's event tomorrow, which is just a sad one.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good call, though, because the Senior Citizen Art Walk, there are a lot of canes to help with the walking, and those things are just like, you know, bullseyes for lightning.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think of that angle, but that is correct. You make a wonderful point there. I do say that most of the day's events are going to be canceled because the Smash Mouth concert that was part of the Senior Citizen Art Walk, that will be still held at Edward Plimpton Memorial Park. That is still going on. Of course, many people know that Smash Mouth is now in its 16th year of their Play Anything and Everything tour.
Dad, you can't stop those guys.
And their front man, Steve Harwell, this guy, he's a consummate pro. He says the show is going to go on.
He's an all-star.
And in fact, he was quoted this morning in the Metro Area Chronicle. He was saying, as quote-unquote, it has to go on. I have no other choice. Please, God, please, please, please don't cancel this. This is all
you
I
know,
have.
Dad,
that's passion.
Yeah, it's passionate. Yeah. And it just so the fans know, this is it's a little-known fact that Smash Mouth has actually been struck by lightning as a band dozens of times, and they just play through it.
Yeah, you got to love this band's dedication to the craft.
Wow.
So tomorrow morning, they're going to play their normal set time that would have happened regardless, 11:30 a.m.
I love an 11:30 a.m. concert.
I know.
Really.
You get it. You get your concert out of the way. It's going to be a great time. Also, don't forget, 45 minutes from now, we're going to have indoor-outdoor flooring specialist Pat Corbett from Glenwood Tile and Stone Wholesalers.
Shout out, Pat. He's the best.
But he's popping in, of course, to discuss all your lacquer options for those outdoor surfaces this spring.
You know, Daddy, now's the time to do it. Seal up those pavers, you know, bricks, whatever you got.
Yeah,
it's really important. And then the showroom at Glendale T&S, it's really impressive.
And they've got everything, you know, from penetrating sealers or form-filling sealers. They've got it all. And, of course, Pat is going to be here in person. And as he said, he's going to give caller number 97 a full year supply of high-gloss pavement glaze sealer. And that is lights out. No joke.
You cannot put a price on that, Dad.
Yeah. And in the meantime, what a great morning, as I said. It is. It's really going to shape up to be a nice one out there. Of course, as this low pressure front pushes in for the rest of the day. So
Dad, you sound like you soaked up some of that meteorology school lingo.
Well, perhaps I did, I guess. Of course, Hannibal is referencing that we had an amazing visit at Metro State University last night.
Yeah, it was just awesome to be back on campus. I mean, it was felt like being a kid again, you know?
They rolled out the red carpet for us. We had the honor of speaking to an auditorium full of aspiring broadcasters at Metro State U. They have that Stone Phillips School of Digital Communications.
Yeah, we're molding young minds, Dan.
It was really heartwarming to sit there and to give back to these students who are just setting out and they're looking to land careers or to do what we're doing, you know? It's so rewarding.
Yeah. Totally right. And speaking of what you do, probably no better time to let you do what you do, Tara. Why don't we turn it over to you for traffic? What's happening out there, Tara?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Donnie. It's looking like game day traffic near I-90 by Emerson. Like straight up homecoming game standstill traffic. This is due to the closures at Forest Heights in the West Loop. If you're in need of a safe space due to a controversial speaker, everything around Jefferson Park is clear and available for you to pull over and give your basic economics professor a handy for a passing grade. If you're on your way to Good Hope Hospital for, a little stomach pump due to 18 too many Jell-O shots, then bad news because that ramp is still closed from the fireworks accident. But ending on a good note, just like realizing your random roommate is going to end up in your wedding party one day, good news like that. It's an easy peasy commute for those coming in from the east. It is as smooth on 240, I-80, and 495 off the Beltway as it is getting your period after risking it and not taking the morning after pill. Phew. That's all I have for you, Donnie.
Thank you, Tara. Mm-hmm. It obviously college themed, as you did. Yeah. We thought it was just what an important evening we were treated to, and I think it's important when we do something as all encompassing and as community driven as we do to give back.
You know, we get asked these types of professional driven questions a lot in our jobs.
Oh, definitely. So, yeah. And I think that that's a thing. And so as a little treat this morning, we thought, the three of us, why don't we play some of the audio from last night? We thought
just a few of the highlights.
And I think maybe people out there, they're going to learn something about this racket of major market broadcasting.
Yeah.
So Animal, why don't we... what are you ready to do this?
Yeah, no, here we go. Buckle up.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, and so good evening. I am Dr. Manfred Evans, Dean of the Stone Phillips School of Broadcasting here at Metro State. And we are so lucky tonight to welcome, as part of our distinguished speaker series, the stars of Donnie D in the Morning at 97.9 The Rat Race. Please welcome Donnie, Animal, and Tara. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much for the applause. What an introduction.
Who wants a t-shirt, Hap?
Sorry.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Tissue for her?
You okay?
She looks good. You okay?
Yeah, I think she's fine. It's a cotton poly blend. It's nice and soft. Everybody gets one.
Yeah, but Animal, just you got to keep the barrel up on that.
Wow, that's on me.
So we're so delighted to have you here to speak on tonight's topic, the future of broadcasting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's talk about the future, Doc.
I believe the children are our future. I do. You guys, we got to teach you well and let you lead the way.
Sure.
Show you all the beauty. You guys have a lot of beauty inside. You have a lot of beauty
outside, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Whitney Houston. That's great. So, Donnie, if I may, your accomplishments are many.
The
7-time Golden Mike Award winner, Metro Area Broadcaster of the Year 4 different times.
Guilty.
To put it simply, you are one of the most decorated broadcasters in this region's history.
Well, thank you, Dr. Evans.
And yet, before we discuss the future, let's examine the past. Because yours is not a career without controversy.
Okay, yeah, sure.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
He's coming right out, Professor, opening with a hammer.
Well, no, it's just, we're from one journalist to another. I think we should discuss, perhaps, the metro area's most notorious promotion gone wrong, Donnie D destroys disco for diabetes. You must remember this.
Yes, sure.
So I guess the simple question is, what happened?
First of all, it has to be said, these were different times. Well, of course, at that point in 1998, we were doing a promotion at what was the Hollywood Video Band Shell at Wild Acres Park. Of course, it's now Ray Gussie Park. But we had organized what we thought. I think we all agreed, myself and Animal, that this was a fun promotion.
Oh, no, Dad, this was going to be some grade A fun, no doubt.
We had invited people to destroy all their disco memorabilia at a massive bonfire, because as rock aficionados, I know for myself, I don't speak for Animal here, I've long despised disco.
We are a rock station from the get-go. We are Zeppelin, Stones, Billy Ocean.
Yeah, so top to bottom. And I think because of that, we always hated disco. And so what we've done, we hired a Bee Gees tribute band, or a Gibute band.
Yeah, they like to go by Gibute.
They go by Gibute. They were called Night Fever.
Now, they were really good, Dad.
What they were going to do was play their entire set, and as the grand finale, when the band was playing Stayin' Alive, I, of course, was going to race on stage and pretend to chase Night Fever off
And effectively taking disco out of our lives forever, symbolically, you know.
Yeah, that's a it was a metaphor. Right. And that's what we were going for. Unfortunately, you know, some things went down pyrotechnically.
Right
at that moment.
Yeah.
And I'm not as familiar with commercial grade fireworks as Animal is.
Yeah, those were two massive 49 shot Pegasus commercial grade fireworks done.
Yeah.
By the way, courtesy of our pals down at USA Firework Wholesalers, those guys are the best. Shout out.
Yeah, and they were supposed to fire off. They were supposed to go right off, and they were going to ignite this bonfire of disco memorabilia. Of course, and I had mentioned our fans had set in, but sadly, one did misfire. And then when the bonfire ignited, it did engulf the members of Night Fever.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Evans, their authentic polyester suits did not do them any favors that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And all three members of the tribute band.
Gibute. Were very clear they wanted to be known as a Gibute band.
Right, yes, yes. But all three of them were badly burned.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they were. And quite badly.
Unrecognizably so, yes, yes.
As a matter of fact, some of the local papers quite callously described it as a disco inferno.
Yeah, you know, and that was
not
in poor taste. I just want to be clear.
That was not our words.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just want to be clear this. This all happened before I came onto the show. So this is all before my time.
Yeah, thank you, Tara.
Putting that on the record.
Appreciate that. And I want to say it was one of the toughest times of my career and my life. I want to say that of my life as well. Yeah.
And people, this gets lost, but we did raise nearly $1,100 that night for diabetes research.
Wow. Well, so who knows how many lives you actually saved then with that? Probably tons.
No, it's uncountable, really. Uncountable.
Okay, yeah. Now, Tara, moving on to the role of technology in radio specifically, but broadcasting as a whole.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Right. So what role does it play in the evolving business of media?
Oh, it's so huge. I mean, we deal with it every day just with our website.
Oh, for sure. And, mm-hmm. and for those of you kids, if you've got your pens out, it's the website is 979theratrace.geocities.com/DottieD.
Yeah, so, hit us up on there.
Yeah, we do polls and we get emails on there. And we just have this incredible connection with the fans and the audience.
Yeah, and don't forget, tons of contests and ticket giveaway. Yeah,
great photo gallery, too.
Yeah, we probably need to update the photo gallery.
You know, not to sound like I'm shilling for any sponsors here, but I go on our website sometimes just for the banner ads. I mean, those things are fantastic.
Really? So you aren't currently using any app or social media platforms to cultivate a community or engage with the audience and in that sort of organic, nonlinear way that is so much a part of our times?
I don't think that's necessary, okay. Really. Yeah. You're better off just with the website. Keep it simple for the fans.
And I think people underestimate the power of a good GeoCities website. It has a little counter on there. I mean, we get the instant gratification of seeing how many people have visited the website.
Yeah, you know, because we're data-driven. I mean, that's the thing. And when we see that counter, we know.
A lot of the social media apps also have data, you know, that you're able to see kind of in real time.
But I mean, it's so convoluted when we're talking about data. I just want to know how many people came by, and it's hard to improve the social media on our page. It's always, as that little man digging will tell you, we're always improving. It's always under construction.
You know, listen, if you can social media me up a good photo gallery, fine. But where's the About Us page on social media? It's not there.
Okay, we also had some questions from our students.
Oh, that's great.
Bring it on. Let's see what you kids want to know.
You guys are wondering.
Yep, direct engagement.
A little Q&A.
Yes. Okay, so this first one is from Amanda, a senior digital media major. She writes, as we look to begin our careers in broadcasting, can you please discuss your own start in the business and any lessons you learned early on that would be helpful to aspiring journalists? Animal, would you like to take this one?
Yeah, absolutely, Doc. And I, you know, I should say, you know, everybody has a different start in this business. And, you know, mine was pretty traditional. So I got my start, you know, as a tour guide at Lake Potawatomi, aboard the Lady of the Lake, which was a beautiful vintage 1892 steamer yacht. It was originally built by the Von Clair family for their handicapped son, Herman, who just loved the water. Well, anyway, for 6 summers, I was out there entertaining thousands of tourists and sharing with them tales of the lake's, you know, famous mansions and the rich lumber history, which is just incredible. I mean, if you like lumber history, this was just one of the best tours to do. You know, the whole situation aboard the Lady of the Lake was great until one summer evening at sunset, the Lady of the Lake collided with the salvage barge Lucky, and it sank both vessels and claimed 14 souls.
It should be said there were only 15 on the boat. Animal was the lone survivor. In what would be become known as the not-so-lucky lady disaster.
Yeah, that is true.
So you were discovered doing the tours by a media professional.
No, not exactly, Doc. You know, since I was the lone survivor of the shipwreck, I got to go on Mongoose and Laura at 101.5 The Planet. And they were, of course, at the time, in the middle of a classic radio beef with Dottie.
They were hacks, is what they were, Animal. And you could see who's outlasted who.
Well, you
they
know, it's also it's a really good tip for aspiring journalists, you know, to make it a journalism. A key part of that is creating a good beef. But anyway, I was on their show, and then, you know, Dottie, just to tick him off, called and offered me the gig.
And this guy, but not just that. Not, you wowed me. All observations.
Well, thanks,
you know?
Dad.
And honestly, as we know, I mean, he survived a boat wreck, so...
Okay, great. Yeah, well, I've got so many questions here, and yet I do feel like in some way we've covered most of these, so I'm just going to skip ahead a bit. So in conclusion, what would you say...
We're not going the full 2 hours here?
I just feel like we've packed so much in already.
Okay, cool. You're the boss.
Let me ask you this. Are you at all concerned about the function that terrestrial radio serves as we move into this, you know, the future? Are you not worried that the phone in our pockets is ultimately going to replace it?
I'll take this one, guys. It never will. It can't. And I can tell you all why with just two simple words: traffic and weather.
Boom. Mic drop.
That is a mic drop kind of moment, Tara. That is well.
Don't drop
said.
No, don't drop
it. Okay.
But it looks expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, this has just been so incredibly illuminating. And wow, you know, what a get to have you guys all here tonight.
Well, the pleasure is all ours. What a get to be here. You know, this has been amazing.
And from all of us here at the Stone Phillips Digital School of Media at Metro State, we just wanna say thanks.
Speechless.
We leave them speechless, Dad.
Wouldn't stay up past 6:45 for anyone but you kids.
Yeah, and I want to give up. I want to say, all of us, let's stand up here real quick. We're going to give these kids a round of applause, because who knows, one of these days we're all going to be working for you all.
Yeah, so. Look at all the future general managers, Dad.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
What a fun way to end the night.
I mean, I think every one of our listeners could tell what a fun evening. I mean, we had a blast.
It was just a special night, Dad. It was a special night.
Sharing that information, and I think you could tell.
Just soaked it up. I was talking with this one student. He's a sophomore, Tyler, and just as a friend, and he just a new friend, and he was saying, you know, he was really impressed with everything we had to say, and just. To toot my own horn, he was very impressed with my wisdom and my confidence about, you know, knowing where this is going. And he said I was hotter in person than on the radio. So that's always nice to hear. It's
interesting thing.
Flattering, I suppose. You know,
yeah.
Well, you know, if they say it must be true, right? I appreciated him saying that, and he kept saying it throughout the.
By the way, Tara, you know, you kind of ghosted us after at the end. I thought you were coming with us to Shooters, but we lost you.
Yeah,
there
we went over to Shooters. You actually rode with us.
Oh,
I waited around.
I missed it. I'm sorry. I am, you know, so late. I just wanted to see the dorms, you know, I almost went to Metro State. So I just kind of wanted to See, and Tyler was nice enough to just pop me in there real quick and just pop in. I just went in there to see him. I didn't mean to, we're not going to keep it real light and friends. It was just checking out the dorms. What a nice kid. All the kids there were they are the future.
Yeah, well, you know? Good times indeed, Tara. I think that's what you're getting at. And once again, a huge thanks to all the folks over at Metro State University.
Go
and
Wildcats!
Of course, if you want to get in line, but you have to work during the day, you can sign up for their online school. They are doing online courses. And if you do sign up, use the promo code DottieD979 and you're going to get 40% off your next batch of general ed
credits. Yeah, Dad, you can just go ahead and click right through the banner ads on our website to get there.
And in the meantime, though, why don't we do this? Why don't we kick it to a little Gloria Estefan with some Turn the Beat Around.